Welcome back to AFL Nation. This is the pre-game show for Beaumont Tiles, Australia's best, and Hard Yakka for a new breed of legends. Jordan Canellis with you, Bob Murphy and Michael Barlow from the MCG. It's sunny, it's overcast, but hopefully the sun stays out on what has been a rather damp weekend so far in Melbourne, but the round of football across the nation has been great. It was great as well for the Giants last night. They got their first win of the season, beating the Pies, Collingwood 9-6-60 to the Giants 14-6-90, a 30-point win. The Giants kicked away late and opened up a bit of a margin. Good to get their first win on the board. Jack Buckley was part of it. He's been with the Giants all season long, played all four games, and he's filling a couple of roles. Let's find out a bit more about how his season has been so far. He's with us here on AFL Nation. Jack Buckley, welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me. Appreciate it.
What was the win last night? What did it take for you guys to get that first win of the season, doing it away from home as well at the MCG?
Yeah, I think it was just a massive belief thing amongst the whole group. We went in and we knew if we all played our role and played as a collective, that we could all look at each other in the eye and know that we could get the win. So it was just, the belief was there. It was just about everyone just executing what they had to do. And fortunately, we did that.
Huge win for the club, Jack. Congratulations. A lot of pressure on during the week, and you guys rose to the occasion. I believe, is that your first win for the Giants, and is that your first game ever playing on the MCG? Tell me what that was like.
Yeah, it was my first win. I think I was 0-5 going in, so I was saying to some of the boys, I didn't want to be the guy who got the Gatorade shower in the 20th game or so, and that'd be really big. It was amazing feeling, something I'll never forget. And playing on the G, that's, you dream of that sort of stuff as a kid. So sort of walking out there before the game, the goosebumps come out, but it's just more excitement than anything. You're just excited to be out there and you just want to, the G sort of makes you want to crack in even harder. And yeah, there's something real special about it. So I'm just very fortunate that I got the chance to play there and hopefully get to play some more there over my career.
And what about your own comfort levels at the level, Jack? You had a taste of it last year, stringing a few games together. Do you feel like your belief in yourself is growing week by week now out there?
Yeah, 100%. The more you play, the more you feel comfortable and get accustomed to the game and the speed and what it takes. But yeah, it took me a few years to eventually break through on the rookie list. So by the time I actually got there, I felt, I'd done a fair bit of work training wise and I was ready. So now that I'm just getting stringing back-to-back games together, that it's really helping that belief and just the comfortable out there, and just sort of back yourself in moments and don't second guess. And the more you do that, the better off you are, and it helps when you got a great group around you who just back you in and just know that you play your role. And if you make a mistake, no one's there to put you down. Everyone's there to lift you up. So that sort of culture really helps and goes a long way.
Jack McBarlow here, mate. Congratulations on the win last night. You just mentioned the group. It was a group really under siege, essentially, wasn't it? After a week of, you lost three of your leaders the week before in a loss to Melbourne, and no one really gave you a chance. I've got to put my hand up here, guys in the box, and Jack, we run a certain loser week competition in the family tipping, and I went with the Giants this week, Jack, so I've got egg on my face, and I happily do, because I love the Giants. I love a lot of the boys there, and I love the way they go about it. Last night it was just so visible, your contest, and you just stripped it back to the basics of AFL football from the visibility of it. Was that the focus going into last night?
Yeah, I think the first few weeks we were good in patches, but just couldn't quite put together a four-quarter performance. Last week we were three quarters and we let ourselves down in Perth. So it was just, we believed that we could, the form was there. We just had to all buy in and play our role for four quarters. So thanks for owning up that certain loser, you put your hand up there. But so I'm happy that for our
as
sake, we're able to get it done. Not for
as
yours,
am I,
but,
Jack.
I'll
follow up just quickly with losing those three leaders. How good was Callum Ward, 37 possessions? Mm. How good was Toby Green, the most watchable player in the AFL, in my opinion?
Yeah.
So those guys were the ones that really put their hands up and led by example, didn't they? And then the younger guys came through. Lockie Ash, he's jumped off the page last night and had 28 possessions as well.
Yeah, those two guys, Callan and Toby, they're just, you know, you wouldn't rather go in a battle with anyone else than those two. They've been such a huge help for me over my career. Even when I came in as a category B rookie, they had so much time for me and developed me along the way. So it's just such a privilege to run out there with them. And you just, you feel, you know, you stand taller when you're behind those two, and when, especially when they're performing like they have this year. So, and then, yeah, Lockie Ashton, there's a whole bunch of other young boys coming through. Yeah, there would have been a fair few of us last night with the first game of the G, and we're inexperienced, but like I said before, it's just that belief thing, and you can see that through Ashy's game at the moment. He's just taking it on, and that's what we're sort of encouraging from everyone, especially the younger boys, just to be comfortable and do your thing and play your role.
Jack, you mentioned there Toby Green and his leadership. How underrated is he as a leader? Because I think a lot of people from the outside, they see the way he plays, and obviously he's a goal sneak in the forward 50. He can link the play up as well, but he's also known as, well, he sometimes gets a bit of a bad rap for being an aggravator and for getting under the skin of opposition. But within the four walls of the club and, you know, during the week on the training track, how big of a leader is he in your group?
Yeah, I actually couldn't speak more highly of him as a person and as a leader, because often the question you get asked, what's Toby like? And I'm always saying that he's just, nobody's had more time for me in my development. He's almost taken me under his wing, especially last year, and really helped push my case to get a game later in the year. And he's just always been there for me and advice and just that building belief up in myself. So as a leader and as a, like, no one trains harder, he's, you know, an animal, competitive beast. So he's someone you look up to, and he sets high standards throughout the week. His preparation's elite, and that really shows on game day that he's always there performing and leading from the front, especially last night as captain.
Really, what about the old bloke, Jack? What about Shane Mumford? He played a pivotal role last night up against Brody Grundy.
You can't kill him, big mummy. He just keeps on going, and last night was just a testament to that. He's just similar to Toby, just a like competitive beast, and no one's got more heart than him on the footy field. He just sort of goes out there and gives it everything, and oh, it was actually just a pleasure to watch him go to work last night. It was unbelievable for him to come in, and he's sort of been acting as a bit of a like mentor to those younger ruckmen, but we needed him this week, and he just came in and did his job and did it, you know, unbelievably well.
And first win last night, Jack, as we mentioned, but it's not the first win you've had, significant win you've had in your career, mate. I've just logged on to your social media pages here. Hello. You tend to be a big ambassador for Rick's Eyewear, a former teammate of yours and mine, Tom Sheridan. So you're the face of that. So he's got a modelling career the future, Jack. But he also is the number one FIFA-ranked FIFA player at the Giants. Is that correct, Jack?
Oh, wow. That is correct. And speaking of Toby, our rivalry really came to birth last year and the last couple of years on the FIFA field, and that's where we sort of our bond grew a bit, but also we came to blows a fair few times, because I do claim the number one FIFA man at the club, and I won the tournament in 2019 when Tommy Sheridan was there as commissioner, you know, pulling all the strings, as you know, like he was in his Freo days. Rick's Eyewear and Jay Bailey had it all going, so I was just sort of finding every freebie I could get off the back of that. And I was largely known as the FIFA guy my first couple of years at club, so I was saying end of last year, I'm sort of happy that I'm starting to get a bit of a football on-field profile as well.
You'd think so, Jack. That's the way we man. Now we love Tommy Sheridan, and as you mentioned at the end, that's great to hear that now you've strung four games together. You've got your win. Let's just park the FIFA. We'll park the modelling just for a little bit and really make a career out of it. It's good to see you going very, very well.
Thanks, mate. Appreciate that.
A console of choice, PlayStation, Xbox?
No, I'm a PlayStation man. Most boys are at the Giants, so there's a little crew. But yeah, we're all PlayStation men.
That's good. Yeah, ultimate team career mode. What are you delving into?
Don't congratulate him, Jordan. It's all a bit sad. You don't play with those. You don't play with headphones. You don't play with headphones on, do you, Jack? You're not one of those fellas, are you?
Unfortunately, there is a little clan of us. The Paul Juni seems to be the go at the moment, but I've had a bit of a break lately, so I might have to stay off it now that, I'm playing
play
a bit
and
of
win.
Footy and
now that, you're an adult. Yep.
Yeah.
University, Jack?
Exactly,
we're thinking professional development outside
fresh
of footy,
air,
maybe.
Outside.
Yeah, go for a walk, pat the dog. some other things
outside of FIFA and beings.
Nah, not a professional game. Connor Iden, actually, if you ever get him on, he reckons his life after footy is a professional gamer. So, I'll probably have to start getting it outdoors a bit more. And
good man.
In the water and recovery and all that, you know.
He's a ripper, isn't he? Yeah. Jordan, so who we got next week, Jack, to make sure we make it two in a row? Have we looked that far ahead yet?
Sorry, what was that? I just missed that.
Do we know who we've got next week to make sure we back it up and get a second?
Oh,
yeah,
we've got the 20 out of the SCG.
Oh, the bridge.
Yeah, exactly. The Sydney Derby, whatever you call it.
I call it the Derby.
But, yeah, looking forward to it there, obviously. 4-0, but, yeah, we're obviously going in thinking, with every chance. So it'll be a good battle and Battle of the Bridge, they call it. So can't wait to get out to the SCG, I think 4:30 on Saturday. So, and rip in for hopefully make it back-to-back wins.
Looking forward to it, Jack. Well done on the win last night and good luck for next week as well.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.